For the second week in a row, you've got a player that's been acknowledged by the Alberta Junior Hockey League here after Josh Singer was Defensive Player of the Week last week. Now this week, Noah Hackett is an offensive star here for your team, as he has been throughout his career. What did you see in his performance last week that stood out?
Well, Hacks has just been doing a great job. I mean, he's really done a good job on executing on the power play. He's become a key contributor on the penalty kill, and much like Zinger, he's a team co-captain. We lean on him for a lot of experience and leadership, and he's done a wonderful job.
As you look to build your offensive production this season, he's obviously your top violin out there. Who do you see maybe emerging as a second fiddle that can be that secondary scoring behind the Hackett line for you?
Well, I think that's a key piece to it, you know, developing a secondary attack there. Right now, we have Aiden Coops looking very good, and he's playing with Hackett on a line. And Hudson Norris and Colby Brown are guys that we're going to be counting on to produce offensively. We're looking for more from Kyle Wallace in that regard. And Stephen Rogier has done a good job of chipping in some points here and there, but we'd like to see him be a little bit more consistent. And we have a player that's been hurt for an extended period of time, and that's Tyler Green. And we feel like when we get everybody back and from injury and all things hitting on all cylinders, feel like we could be a pretty formidable offensive group.
Tell us a little bit more about Aiden Coop. He certainly had a real nice road trip for you this weekend with a goal against Whitecourt, three assists against Grand Prairie, and now chiming in with one assist in the game against Drayton Valley. How did he end up on your roster this season, and what do you think he can be for this team this year?
Well, we just think he can be a real good all-around player for us, but certainly give us a little more offensive impact. And he's a very smart player. We got him from, through the recruitment process, like from our scouts and people that we have looking after our interests in the United States. And he's a high character guy that brings a lot of hockey sense and a lot of leadership and a lot of skill to our team. So we're very, very fortunate to have him and think that he'll explode here pretty quickly and probably has already started, as you recalled there.
For your overall roster here, as we move past the 10-game mark of the season, it looks like there's been some movement there. You did have an AP in the lineup over the weekend, and of course you did have some injury trouble in goal as well there. So just how are things stacking up for your team health-wise right now, Scott?
Well, I think that's a major issue right now. We've been extremely shorthanded, and guys have been sick and injured, and certainly more than the norm. And we've basically been playing without our full roster, and guys have been doing a great job of filling in. But at the end of the day, we have suffered a lot of injury and missed game time and with injury and sickness.
Tonight you'll see the Drumheller Dragons for the first time this season. We all remember the last time that there was playoffs in the Alberta Junior Hockey League, a real exciting series between you guys and the Dragons. Cue up tonight's first meeting with them here this year, Scott.
I just think that they're a good team, well coached, well prepared, and we're going to have to play a really good defensive game against them, execute our game plan, and if we do that, then we have an opportunity to be successful.
Excellent. And the last one for you, Scott, the Alberta Junior Hockey League announcing last week that the Olds Grizzlies will be one of the teams that will get to take on Canada's national women's team before the end of the month of October here. What kind of opportunity is that for this organization?
Well, I think it's a huge opportunity. I think any time you get a chance to contribute at the national level, and that's really what I see this is doing, we're helping the women's team prepare for the Olympics and prepare to play, higher end competition that they might not normally be able to find. And, that's sort of our responsibility, I feel, as Canadians. So I do believe that, that sort of slogan, we all play for Canada. So I think it's a big opportunity for our boys to play a very, very good team. And it's a good opportunity for us to contribute at a higher level.
Excellent. Well, best of luck tonight against the Drumheller Dragons. Scott, thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks a lot.